Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. It all boils down to personal choice when dealing with relaxed COVID-19 safety protocols in schools beginning after March break. Leslie Dye is director of DSB1, the English Public Board, between Hearst and Temagami.
I'm confident that our staff will continue to do and our students what's right for them.
Masks will be optional and hand sanitization will remain. Dye says the board's strategic plan includes a culture of caring.
I might live in a home where I have someone who has a compromised health system. And so personally, I will continue to wear a mask.
In addition, parents have the choice of moving their kids to hybrid online learning or to switch them out of it. The deadline is end of day, Tuesday, March 22nd. To the Public Elementary Teachers Union in this region, it's all about politics and the June election, not science. Laurie Ridley-White is regional president of the Elementary Teachers Federation of Ontario. She says her group wants the province to move forward with more caution and delay things a bit.
Follow the science tables. Follow the advice from the pediatric medical professionals.
Ridley-White adds that moving too quickly could mean another move to remote learning. ETFO believes in-person learning is the best. The COVID-19 death toll in the region covered by the Porcupine Health Unit has climbed to 49, with two more reported. PHU will say no more about the patients, saying it's out of respect for the families. After a year off due to the pandemic, the Mountjoy Fall Fair will be back this September. Porcupine District Agricultural Society President Rock Wissell says it'll be bigger and better than ever. To celebrate the organization's 70th anniversary, he says the Ag Society is hoping to have a display of antique tractors.
If anybody in the community can help us out to find tractors or even the working pickup trucks that we used to use on the farms is something that we'll probably get organized and to put a demonstration throughout the weekend.
That weekend is September 10th and 11th. Planning is also underway to start the farmers market season at Participark on July 1st. And finally this afternoon, a group named Risk Takers has been doing community service work in Timmins for almost a year. Most of its activities have been centered around feeding the needy and homeless. Chapter President Dan Gloucester says the international organization is based around members recovering from addiction and mental illness, but you don't have to be in recovery to belong.
No, not at all. As long as you got a big heart and want to help people, that's what we're looking for.
Risk Takers have already done one drive for feminine hygiene products for Living Space and are planning to do it again. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.